in the bank, busy working, and I just felt tired. I was doing my youth service. I just got tired, and you know, as a youth copper, you don't care. I have no wife, no children. Anything can happen. I just said, please, I just want to go home. My mom just said, I said, no, please, I just feel uncomfortable. I want to go home. The man said, okay, go home. Then I went home, I removed my tie, I relaxed. I didn't know where I was going. Then I put on my simple dress. I just stepped out of my room. And as I was stepping out, almost going out of the gate, there was commotion in the first floor. Commotion, people were running, screaming. So the Holy Ghost made me to turn back. So I turned back, you know, Spirit of God told me to go inside. I went inside, and a lady, a young girl, about 16 years, lay on the floor. You know, you're a young man. You know when you are young and you are bold. You don't care, isn't it? So they were screaming, putting spoon in her mouth, pouring all kinds of water. I said, no, just leave her alone, leave her alone. Then I laid my hand, said, in the name of Jesus. I can't remember exactly what I said. I just prayed for her. She said, Then I said, okay, I just walked out. I didn't know what happened. I never knew that girl was dead. I never knew. So I walked away. So behold, in the evening, my little room was packed full of people. So the mother, the father, the girl, all of them said, well, the girl said she died. She saw her soul moving. She was already sitting somewhere, and her soul came back. I was looking at her. I said, what are people talking about? What are they talking about? And that is how that whole family gave their life to Christ. Amen? Amen. What am I trying to say? You just obey God, and God will perform his. He will do what he needs to do on your behalf. Praise the Lord. How did I remember this testimony? One day I was accusing God. I said, I've been serving you all this while. When am I going to raise somebody from the dead? That's when I was challenging God. I said, God, when is my prayer going to raise somebody from the dead? The Holy Ghost brought that day. I said, you really? Really? What am I trying to say? Just obey God. He will perform his miracle. You are not a miracle worker. Amen? You are just a preacher man, a preacher woman. You are just a house fellowship leader obeying the Lord. And through you, your neighborhood will get saved. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So don't get lazy. Jesus is coming back very soon. Very soon. We don't know when. Look at all that's happening around us. Look at all that is what? Happening around us. Read your Bible. See all that's happening around us. You will know that Jesus is coming back very soon. How soon? I don't know. But Jesus Christ said, if you can observe the weather and know and see the fig trees blossoming, you say it's going to be summer. Can you not see, read the signs and predict? It says, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be famine, earthquake, economic breakdown. It says, there will be fighting and quarreling. There will be dissension among people. It says, all these are the sign of the ages. Amen? It's the sign of the age. Then Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. He made it clear. Say, because you keep my commandment, I will preserve you from the perilous hour. So it's very important that we serve God properly. Amen? He said there will be two women grinding. One will be taken and the other will be left. There will be two men in the field working. One will be taken and one will be left. I add my own. There will be two people in Patmark. One shopping, two other shopping. One will be taken and one will be left. There will be two people in McDonald's. Is it only McDonald's? Which other place? I don't go to any place. Subway, Burger King, Burger Queen. You know, two of them. One will be taken and one will be left. Teacher will be teaching on the board and writing. Oh, hey, 1 + 1. The teacher will just disappear and some children. Listen, serve God for yourself. Amen? Amen? Serve God for yourself. Those of you that love wealth, when we disappear, you can take my house, take my truck, take anything. That's what you like. You love to serve wealth and material things instead of serving God. When I go, I have a lot of suit. This one. I have a lot of it. Take it. 961 Annette. God help you in Jesus' name. Amen. Serve God! Serve God for yourself. Amen? Serve God for yourself. Serve God for yourself. He's coming back very soon. Hallelujah. He's coming back very soon. Serve him. He's coming back very, very soon. God's a good God. Yes, I need to put on helmet because I've punched a lot of people this morning. But that's by the power of the Holy Ghost. You today is very simple, very simple. Simply put, go out and preach the gospel. Amen? In this ministry, we have so many, what I may call, frozen anointing in the lives of people. You know what I mean by frozen? The other day, I was looking at the oil, anointing oil in my car that I put in a bottle. The color just changed, became creamy. I wasn't too sure what it is. Honestly, I wasn't too sure. I was like, did mama drop this here? Is it I said I put it? How? So the Holy Ghost reminded, hey, boy, that's your anointing. I said, oh. So when the weather changed again, the color came back. A lot of people there are like that, my little bottle frozen. Your anointing is frozen. You need to use it. Amen? You need to get stirred up and get busy for God. Hallelujah. You need to get stirred up and get busy for God. Everybody can do something for God. Amen? You can do something in Jesus. Tell somebody, just say, Jesus loves you. Amen? Tell them about the phone line so that it can be delivered. Help people. Be of use. Be a blessing to people. Hallelujah. Is this clear to us? Stop. Oh, the weather is not too good today. I'm not going to church today. You don't know the day you don't come. That's the day you miss your blessing. You know that? How many of us were here on Wednesday last week? Yes. Did we see the, let me use the word, strange prayer that the Lord led me to pray? Strange prayer. Strange. When I was praying it, I was surprised myself. Strange prayers. You never know when the Lord will visit. Amen? So I encourage you, serve God for yourself. Now, let's look at this. Today we're looking at impacting. How does the gospel impact people? How does the gospel affect people? How does the word of God change people's life? How does it happen? Now, if we leave that alone, when we minister to people, they get blessed. How is heaven affected? How is heaven what? Affected. How does heaven respond when you preach the gospel to somebody? When you God uses you to minister to somebody and somebody gives his or her life to Christ, how does heaven respond? How does heaven respond? You want to know? Do you want to know? Praise the Lord. Let's open your Bible. Luke chapter 15, verse 3 to 7. Luke chapter 15, verses 3 to 7. How does God respond when you preach the gospel to people? Is God excited? Is he joyful? Why will God continue to bless people to tell others about Jesus? How will God respond when you begin to operate in your house fellowship? When you begin to be a gatekeeper? How will God respond when a soul gives their life to Christ? Luke chapter 15, verses 3 to 7, beginning from Luke 15, please. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he says it is, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. This is how heaven responds. Verse 7. I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in where? Over how many? Who repents? Than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. So when you tell somebody about Jesus and the person give their life to Christ, what happens in heaven? What happens in heaven? Listen, have you considered it? You, we, flesh, sin, we make God rejoice. You think God will rejoice and leave you the way you are? Will God rejoice and in the work of your hand and leave you the way you are? No. What will he do? He will bless your socks off, like my children will say. The Lord will bless you. Amen? The blessing will not only be upon you, it will be upon your children. Your children's children. Your children's children. Is that clear? That are the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord will be upon those who love him for how many generations? 1,000 generations. That's what the Bible says. 1,000. And those that are cursed, It only lasts 3 to 4 generations. And a generation is about 100 years. That's what they say. But I don't know. Amen? So when you tell others about Jesus and somebody give their life to Christ, you tell somebody about the throne line and they come and God get they get blessed and they are delivered, what happens in heaven? There's what? Rejoicing. And when God rejoices over you, you are blessed, baby. Amen? I love to make God happy, if that's the right words to use. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is God, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? God's a good God. Your God is a good God. Heaven rejoices when you become an instrument to bring others to Christ. How do you get people saved? How many of you have ever saved somebody here? Will you hand down those your dirty hands? You've never saved anybody. You didn't answer my question. Okay. Your hands are clean in Jesus' name. I cover with the blood. Maybe you hear my question. How many of us have ever gotten somebody saved? Evangelist, hands down. You are wrong. Let me, who can translate it? Maybe I need to speak it up. Umbrekato sokoroboje. Who has ever gotten anybody saved here? Nobody. But we are instruments. Amen? You can never save anybody. Why don't you save your brother? Save your sister? Save your loved ones? How many times have you preached to them? Then they turned you down. They look at you and say, hey, Jesus, you. Nobody can save anybody. Only God. Is that clear? Even Jesus, when he was here, could not save a soul. It says, the Father brings them to me. Do you understand? Jesus could not what save a soul by himself. He says, as many as the Father has given me, I have preserved, and no devil can take them from me. Understand your scripture. Is that clear? After he died and went to heaven, before he died, he made a statement in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Amen? Praise the Lord. In the real form, God is the only one that saves. And he saves you in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? These are our scriptures. It's true that we sing, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. That is true though. His name saves. But except you are in line with God's desire, you cannot be saved. Does it mean God selects people to be saved? No! Before the foundations of the earth, God knew those who will be what? Saved. Is this clear? God knows you and I even before the world was created. It's not predestination. God knows how we will play with our choices in order that we'll be saved. Is that clear? So God saves us by ushering us into Jesus because he's the only gate to God. I'm explaining this because somebody, they might challenge you when you are ministering to people. Is that clear? If they say Jesus saves, say it's okay. That's true to some extent. But who really saves you is God. God saves you in the name of Jesus. Are we hearing this? Did God die for you? Did Jehovah God die for you? God didn't die for you. Aha. Who died for you? Pastor Jacobs. Listen, I won't die for you. There's no way. I won't even die for my loved one. I may nearly die for my wife, not for my children. But it's going to be a challenge to die for my wife. Honestly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So who died for you? God. Jesus died for you. Amen? So Jesus became the sacrificial lamb. Is this clear? Yes. Jesus became the lamb. The neck was cut. The blood came out. Because only the blood of the righteous could cover sin. The blood of Jesus covered your sin and made the entrance for you to get into the throne of God. Did you catch this? So Jesus died for you. In the real form, only God can save you through Jesus. But you also correct say by saying Jesus saved me because you are saved by his name. But theologically, only God can save a soul because all souls belong to him. Amen? Are you hearing me? Anyway, there is no difference between God. There's no difference between Jesus. And there's no difference between the Holy Spirit. So the three work together in one. So you must understand, number one, God did not die for you. Jesus died for you. Amen? Number two, only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Are you hearing me? Anybody still confused here? You are okay with what I'm saying? Please, this is not error. This is clean, you know, this is clean theology. Is this clear to us? Did the Holy Ghost die for you? Okay. Now, when you pray, who do you pray to? 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 You are very correct. You are smart. 100%. We don't pray to Jesus. Do we pray to Jesus?
No.
We worship Jesus. Amen? We pray to God in the name of Jesus. Amen? You need to know all of this so that when you are talking to somebody, is that clear? You need to know that you pray to God in the name of Jesus. What do? We worship Jesus. What do? We worship Jesus because he died for us. At his name, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in the earth, things underneath the earth. All we bow. At the age, at the end of time, everything we bow. The devil and all the demons. Oh, I love it. Sometimes when we are doing deliverance, and the demons, they try to show up. I would say, in the name of Jesus, bow now. They just say, ooh. As they are going there, just bind them into two, boom, 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 and cast them out. Praise the Lord. It's very important. When we preach and the Holy Ghost, okay, let me come to the issue of the Holy Ghost. What is the duty of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the one, is the pool, is the magnet that draws people to God. Is that clear? The Holy Ghost is what? The magnet that draws people to God. You cannot draw anybody to God. Amen? The much you can do is to back up, put prayer force behind that very desire. And when God answers it, the Holy Ghost will now begin to pull them to God. Is that clear? Amen? So God brings those that will be saved. They are going about, Burger King, Burger Queen, Pat Mark, they say, hello, take this car. When they hear, they say, I've never heard somebody talk like that. And what happens? Bingo, they give their life to Christ. A lot of people have given their life to Christ through those simple cards that you have given to people. I gave us a testimony of a lady who, she attends Catholic Church. She said, called me and said, oh, Pastor, blah, blah, blah. I said, are you a Christian? She said, no, I'm not a Christian, I'm a Catholic. I said, Then I said, this is a good one. I ministered to her, she gave her life to Jesus. I ministered to her, she got filled with the Holy Ghost on the phone. Wonderful. So whoever spoke to that lady is really the one that saved, that the Lord used to save that lady. Is that not so? I was just the cup that fed. But whoever gave that card to initiate that very call is the one that really saved that person. Is this clear to us? So the Lord put in your heart, you talked, spoke to the lady, and the lady responded, and God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, saved that person. Let's go to the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that really saves people. Is this clear? Don't forget, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are one and the same. If you lie now, you keep lying. Some people, they lie so much, it's like they have honey in their mouth. And somebody will be praying for you. I don't like the way that man lies. They will start praying for you, and then your conscience will begin to what? Prick you. What is going on? The Holy Ghost is convicting you. And as soon as you tell a lie, your mind is like a knife cut your heart. You say, no, I can't do this again. I can't do this again. The Holy Ghost is the one that convicts us. It convicts us of sin, of righteousness, and what? Judgments. Of sin, of righteousness, and of what? Judgment. Of sin, because the whole world has been judged and condemned already by Jesus. Because when Jesus came in the flesh, no sin was found in him. Is this clear? The only sinless Son of God, he came and no sin was found in him. Because of that, the sin has been judged already. Adam came and could not stand. Eve and Adam, they fell. Is that not so? The first Adam, they fell. But the second Adam, Jesus, was sinless. Because of that, sin was defeated. By you accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, his blood that has no sin will cleanse away your sin. Is that clear? If your hands are dirty, can you use that dirty hand to clean a dirty hand? No, your hand must be soapy. There must be soap in your hand to clean that dirt. So Jesus had no sin. That is why his blood is effective in cleaning people of their sin. No matter the depth of the sin, if that person is willing, have been touched by the Holy Ghost, that person, all the sin they committed will be what? Forgiven. Praise the Lord. Is this clear to us? So the Holy Ghost is the magnet. What is the Holy Ghost? Is the one that pulls. Is the one that pulls people to God. Amen? Don't forget that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. God cannot exist except by spirits. Is this clear? So the Father desires it. The Holy Ghost takes that desire and apply it in our lives. It's just like when we pray in tongues. You are praying for a thing. God knows what you need. You don't really know how to pray for what you need. The Holy Ghost knows the mind of the Father. He will take the words from the mind of the Father and put it in your mouth. You begin to speak, Losko, Braka, Shakamakure. As you pray it, he will take it back to the Father and it will be answered, and the angels will bring the result to come to pass. Are we catching this? So the Holy Ghost, when you speak to people, don't forget that the Word of God is a person. The Word of God is Jesus. Amen? So when you speak that person out, the scriptures, Jesus, don't forget that there's power in the Word of God. As you speak that word out, the Holy Ghost will ignite that word in the heart of that person. You say, oh, Jesus, okay, okay. Then you say, okay, thank you. I'm so busy now. Then the person will be at home, maybe eating. The word that you spoke to that person will do what? Come back. Come back. Come back. Little by little, the Holy Ghost is the best wooer, if there's anything like that. He will cast convincing you. He'll start convincing you. Say, well, you might just be flicking on the channel. They will say, repent or you will die. They might just be talking about you in the TV. How many of us have seen TV talking about them? I have. A preacher, man will be preaching. And maybe when my needs it's about, I will just hear him or her talking about it. Praise the Lord. So little by little, the Holy Ghost will convince you. And at that time, the Holy Ghost is with you. The Holy Ghost is where? With you. He's with you, rubbing your mind, convincing you. Once you open up, the Holy Ghost comes into you. Amen? Now you are not born again. Now that you are born again, you begin to pray, read the Bible. And when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of praying in tongues, the Holy Ghost is on you. On you to do work. Not to warm these plastic chairs. They're already warmed enough. On you to tell others about Jesus. Amen? A lot of us, most of our problems will be solved when you begin to help God to solve his problem, in quotes. Amen? As you get up to become instrumental in the hands of God, God will release his angels to begin to fight for you. Amen? Praise the Lord. I will be going on the streets again like we did last year. We were there for 6 months last year. I'll be going on the street again this year, but this time it's going to be for 5 months. It's going to be every Wednesday, and we will be starting on the 20th. Please, if you are interested to come and help us, will you be welcome? It's going to be between 2 o'clock from 2 to 4 every Wednesday, beginning from the second Wednesday of March. Amen? We have to go out there and tell others about Jesus. Amen? Go out there and tell others about Jesus. I'm not doing this because I'm a pastor. I do it because I love it. I've been doing it right from youth. Even when I was nothing in the church, I love telling people about Jesus. That's my passion. It didn't stop my career. It didn't stop my education. I didn't give up anything. I didn't throw up my schoolwork because I wanted to give my life to Jesus. No. You can still be a doctor, engineer, anything, and still talk about Jesus. Is that clear? It doesn't stop you. You can be a businessman, businesswoman. Do anything you are doing and still talk about Jesus until the Lord calls you now to whatever he wants to call you to do. Amen? If you teach children, teach them very well and love them. Let the children, do you know that children know those who love them? Yes. Yes. Teach your children so well that if you are not in class, all the children will be sick. I don't mean physical sickness. I mean, they will say, why, Sister Anna didn't come to school today. Is she okay? You know, they will ask. Exactly. Whatever you do, do it well. Bind the demon that will try to mess up your job wherever you are. Is this clear to us? Because the devil will try to discredit you. This is what the devil does. He would try to discredit a preacher man so that he can discredit his word. If the devil cannot discredit you, he cannot discredit the word from your mouth. Did you catch it? Do you understand that? If the devil wants to discredit any person, they will first of all spoil the personality of that person. And when that person goes out to preach, they will say, oh, that person, look at. And that is God. Amen? Finally, as I round up, listen, people don't give their life to Jesus by arguments. People don't give their life to Jesus because you can speak very well. People don't give their lives to Jesus because you are well-dressed. No, people give their life to Jesus by revelation. Amen? By what?
Revelation.
By revelation. The Holy Ghost will begin to reveal the mind of God concerning issues. And before you know it, they begin to give their life to Christ. Amen? So people give their life to Christ by revelation, not by arguments. By the time things become, you begin to call upon God. Amen? Another way, again, is people give their life by 911. They call on God for 911. Oh, God, where are you? God is so kind. I was where I was when you were doing your own mess. Well, God is so kind. So by revelation. So by the time issue come and they pray and God answers, what happened? They continue to serve God. Also, people give their life to Christ along the same revelation by the act of the kindness of God. Amen? There are some people who are unbelievers, but God keeps protecting them. Either somebody is praying for them or their parents pray for them, or God is ushering them little by little into the kingdom. Amen? Praise the Lord. So people get saved by revelation, not by theology. Amen? Not by theology. People get saved by revelation and not by theology. So when you tell somebody about Jesus and the Holy Ghost convicts the person, heaven rejoices. Amen? And if you are the one that makes heaven rejoice, trust me, heaven will put more joy, more oil in your life. Hallelujah. God's a good God. God is a good God. Your God is a good God. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, he said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be what? Saved. And we go in and out and find pasture. I am what? The door. If anyone enters by me, you will be saved. The only way to God is Jesus. Amen? And he said you can go in and out and find pasture. What is pasture? Green grass, prosperity, health, peace. Is that clear? The only true peace that can ever last comes from God. Amen? All of that source of peace is temporal. Money does not really give peace. Money gives temporal peace. Amen? Only God can give peace. Because even in the midst of some of our challenges, the peace of God is in our heart. So even in the midst of our challenges, there's money in our pocket, but money cannot solve that problem. But when the peace of God is in your heart, then you have real peace. Jesus Christ said, I am the only way to God. I am the only way to God. Anyone that comes into me can go in and out and what? Find pasture. Pasture means anything you will need for your existence. Anything you will need while you're on earth here on your journey to heaven. Praise the Lord. So in me, you will find pasture. God's a good God. God is a good God. Then verse 10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. The steal does come what? To steal, kill, and destroy. So the resume of Satan is SKD. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's what it does. It will first of all steal your attention, steal your faith. Then it will kill that person spiritually. How does it kill spiritually? It will put doubt in the person's heart. You won't begin to see the abilities of God again. You trust in your counselor. You trust in somebody else. And then the next thing we do, can you see some celebrities dying suddenly? Singing on the song. Oh, they hit the chart, 1 million. Pim bingo. They just die. Why? The devil promoted them and took them off. Because soon they may realize that this money I'm getting does not bring peace. So the Satan steals, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to do what? To give us life and to give it to us how? Abundantly. God knows there is a thief out there. That's why he sent Jesus, amen? To restore health, peace, to restore everything that the enemy took from us. At the beginning, it was not so. Adam and Eve, they were in the Garden of Eden with abundance. But he came and stole words. He used words to negotiate with them. And ignorance made Eve. You know, somebody will say, why did God stop Satan? No, God knew that Satan would do that. Because as soon as it happened, God passed a judgment. He said, the son will do what? Crush your head. And you will do what? Bite his heels. God's a good God. Your God is a good God. So Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, 20, 28, and 29 as we round up. Colossians 1, 28 and 29. Say, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving. That means I'm laboring, striving. I'm determined. I'm motivated. I'm ruthless. I am striving, laboring according to his working, which works in me mightily. Amen? So we working in God is not by ourselves. Amen? It's because we have opened up and his grace is in us to do what he has to do. Never forget, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are what? God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should do what? Walk in it. Amen? So preaching the gospel to people, to souls, is important. Preach to your children. Preach to your husband. Preach to your wife. Send a gospel message to people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to let you, this is the most blessed message you can ever receive in your life. For you to become an instrument of blessing to somebody else. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. So what happens when God uses you to save a soul in heaven? There's rejoicing. If you make heaven happy and rejoice, what will they do to you? Bless you. Bless your back, your front, your head, everywhere. God will bless your garbage. Yeah, God will bless you so much. Amen? God, if you become instrument in the hand of God, God will bless you so much. Look at God. God loved David so much. David was a fornicator. David was a murderer. Saul was only disobedient. Is that clear? That's the difference. Saul kept repeating one sin again and again. He was stubborn towards God. But David was a murderer, a fornicator, a liar. But yet, every time he fell, what did he do? He repented. And yet, God said, this is a man after my heart. So your sin cannot stop you from being used by God. All you need to do is to repent and ask God for grace. You think I'm not a sinner? Ask my wife. I know she won't tell you. Praise the Lord. So all God needs for you is an open heart. Amen? And he will use you. Praise the Lord. God will bless you. So everybody's qualified. Oh, I don't know the Bible. Who told you your pastor knows the Bible? It's the help of the Holy Ghost. I just read and then he helps me to understand. He can do the same for you too. Because Jesus Christ said the Holy Ghost is our teacher. He sent him to come and teach us. If you make yourself available, he will fill you and use you. Amen? Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen? I just love you. I love you all in Jesus' name. Let's become useful in the hands of God. Amen? Let's become useful in the hands of God. Let's stand on our feet. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you majesty. We give you adoration. Ah, Father, give us the grace to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Give us the grace, O God, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all these other things shall be added unto us. Hallelujah. There's a part I left out. Listen, no matter what you have done before, your sin, and then you meet somebody who you used to mess around together with, don't be ashamed or afraid to tell them about Jesus. Tell them, I just changed ownership. I have a new manager. I'm under new management. Is that clear? That my life has been revamped. I've been panel beaten by the Holy Ghost. I've been straightened out. I'm now on fire for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Don't allow any person to discourage you. Sometimes husbands, they are so useless. Sometimes some husbands are so useless. They give out, they see their wife giving out tract. And when they give out, they say, that's how you do, that's how you do. That's how you do. The house is not clean. Look at me. Andrew is this, Andrew is that. Jesus, Jesus, I look at you. Give me food. Where's the food now? Useless man. Please, any woman here, your husband does it, tell me. I know what to do. I will use remote control. I have the power. Is that clear? Eh? It does not matter. Also, maybe some wife does it too. I don't know, but I know men do that a lot. A man gave the wife instruction. Don't read the Bible with the children. Don't go to church. Don't pray. Took away all the Bibles from the children. The woman will sneak here. And then I send Holy Ghost fire into their lives. The man is shaking now. Last time, the woman came here with her son. Who the man stopped from reading the Bible? The little boy gave his life to Christ and stood still. He was looking at me as if I was a Jangolova, you know? He was still looking at me. I said, how do you feel? I said, I feel good. He said, how do you feel? He said, Pastor, I feel good. How? He said, so I just feel good. I said, good. I said, you are in. Praise the Lord. So no matter what, don't stop praying. Pray for people. Give them the gospel. Love them. Amen? So that when Jesus comes, he will give you a big hug. I'm expecting a big hug from Jesus when I meet him. When all my family members welcome me, because that's the first thing. Your family members will welcome you when you die. Oh, you can't welcome. They welcome you. Oh, I'm waiting to see my mama. Mm. Oh, all the people have led to Christ. So then after that, I will bow to Jesus. If it's allowed, I will jump. I don't know how he's going to do it, but Jesus, you must hug me. That's my prayer. I don't know. You see, you got to be expectant. Amen? You have to have something that's motivating you. Amen? I just want to be able to go to the feet of Jesus. Like the 10 lepers that were healed, one went back and rolled on the ground and said, thank you for healing me. Jesus Christ said, were there not 10 that were healed? How come? Only one. And this foreigner, he told the man, he was not only healed, he said, you are made whole. That means his marriage, his finances, everything about his life was made perfect. Hallelujah. God will perfect you as you begin to do what God wants you to do. Lift up those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I dip these hands in the blood of Jesus. I cover every soul here with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would defend your interest in their lives. Defend your interest in their lives, oh God. Defend your interest in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever their heart passion, that's according to your will. Lord, defend it in Jesus' name. Lord, I lift up their marriages, their children, their household. Father, their jobs, their businesses. I ask, oh God, that you defend it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Defend their household in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, whatever satanic pressure may be upon anyone right now, Lord, I call for help from heaven. Amen. I call for help from heaven. Amen. Financial help. Legal help. Amen. Matrimonial help. Amen. Spiritual help. Amen. Peace of God in your life. Amen. Green card help. Amen. In the name of Jesus. No matter the judgment I've been taking against anyone here, either in the court of law, whatever situation, by the blood of the Lamb, I overturn it. Amen. I overturn it. Amen. I overturn it. Amen. Father, we call upon you, O God. You are the God of mercy. Yes. As the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid look unto the hand of their maid, so our eyes are upon you, O God. Amen. That you have mercy. Amen. Have mercy upon that life. Amen. Have mercy upon their situation. Amen. Lord, let your eyes shine upon us. Arise, oh God. I lift up the souls of our husbands and wives here. Lord, that may be us home, wherever they are, that have not known Jesus. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Arrest our fathers, our mothers, our brothers, our husbands, our wives, our children that have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Wherever they are, oh God, Holy Ghost, arrest them. Give them no peace, no rest. Angels of God, flood them. Flood them. Capture them. Capture our children, wherever they are. Arrest that man, arrest that woman. Arrest that boy, arrest that girl. In the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus upon them. Arrest them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Remove every blindfolding of their eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. God is good. God is a good girl. I have a wonderful message for you next week. I finished my ministry on evangelism. We did that for about 3 or 4 weeks. I have a wonderful message for you next week. Amen. Don't miss it. It's going to turn your life, you know, in line with the will of God.